Bradley University's eSports program has nearly doubled in size since the COVID-19 pandemic began. But even among video gamers, there's still a sense of loss.
It's a little detrimental in a sense that we are missing that kind of in-person interaction that a lot of our student players really kind of cherish.
That's BU eSports committee member Griffin Kemp. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Friday, November 6th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The drama is intensifying in the battle between Sherry Bustos and Esther Joy King for the 17th Congressional District seat. Joe Deacon reports.
The Associated Press has called the election for incumbent Representative Bustos more than a day after the Moline Democrat declared victory over her first-time Republican challenger. But the King campaign says it's premature to consider a concession. Campaign manager Eric Anderson says they believe there are still a number of King votes remaining among the outstanding absentee and vote-by-mail ballots.
So at this moment, we're just here ensuring that all of the votes in the district were counted, whether they be early, absentee, or on election day, and we want to make sure that they were counted accurately.
Bustos is chair of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee and is headed for a fifth term representing the Central and Northwest Illinois District that includes parts of Peoria, Pekin, and East Peoria. She has 52% of the vote and a lead of almost 11,000 votes with all precincts counted. Mail-in ballots would still be added to the totals. In an email response, campaign representative Denise Moussouris says Bustos has, quote, fought for our community, our state, and our nation, and is humbled to have won the support of the voters. Anderson says a 12,000-vote swing in favor of Bustos late Tuesday seemed inconsistent with the trends across the district.
We just thought it was strange or a little bit peculiar that so many votes favoring Sherry Bustos came out just at the close of the evening.
The sudden reversal suggests a vast majority of mail-in votes counted late in Rock Island County leaned heavily for Bustos. Disputing the suggestion of voting abnormalities, Moussouris says, in politics, one candidate wins, another loses. She adds that this is a time for our nation to unite, and the people have spoken. Find more details at WCBU.org. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Illinois has reached a grim milestone with more than 10,000 COVID-19 deaths now reported. The state reported nearly 10,000 new cases and 97 more deaths yesterday. The Illinois State Police is now investigating an officer-involved shooting death in Fulton County. Officers opened fire on a suspect after he allegedly pointed a weapon at police. And Bradley University is now looking for another new vice president of advancement after OSF Healthcare Foundation president Tom Hamerton backed out of the job he'd previously accepted. No reason was given. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Many traditional contact sports teams are benched during the COVID-19 pandemic. That's created a new growth opportunity for esports, where competitions take place within video games. WCBU's Tim Shelley recently spoke with Griffin Kemp, a member of Bradley University's Student Esports Committee, about the ups and downs of video gaming during a pandemic and how he hopes the university might soon recognize esports officially.
With the pandemic and everything, luckily, you know, for us, our operations haven't been affected too much when it comes to the actual, like, logistical factors of it. In fact, we're actually having our best semester yet with, we're almost at 400 students in our online Discord server. So that's kind of like the online platform that we use to connect with each other. And then we also have nine teams competing in over five different games. And, you know, they are currently playing in tournaments and leagues that, you know, pretty much are able to play teams around the nation or other schools around the nation just due to the nature of esports and gaming. So while the actual engagement and logistics of it haven't really been impacted, students are definitely feeling the difference, though, just because while esports and gaming, kind of naturally has that digital aspect to it, a lot of our players and our students really cherish that in-person opportunities and those in-person meetings, because that is really what kind of gives a lot of life to it and is really just kind of half the battle when it comes to, you know, engaging with each other, meeting new friends, even on a competitive level as well.
Kemp says while it's great the esports program is attracting a more diverse group of students, there's also downsides.
I'd say it definitely has a double-edged sword in a sense of while, the kind of lack of our typical student engagement here at Bradley, as well as obviously the cancellation of a lot of sports and club sports, have actually brought a lot of members. Like, for instance, we have a Rocket League team that is entirely consisted of of Bradley students who are normally on the hockey team. We have one of our Smite teams led by two of our Bradley students who are typically involved with their club baseball and everything. So while there is good on that end that we're kind of attracting more people on that end because it's like now they can really channel their competitive drive and spirit into kind of a new kind of way and everything. It is, I'd say, on the other hand, it's a little detrimental in a sense that we are missing that kind of in-person interaction that a lot of our students and players really kind of cherish.
As time wears on, Kemp sees esports being elevated to official recognition by Bradley, as it already is at Illinois State University and Illinois Wesleyan University, among other higher education institutions.
Specifically at Bradley, I see esports and gaming really moving to that set official program level. Under our student affairs office, just because we've been working with our vice president for student affairs, Nathan Thomas, for pretty much ever since the Bradley Esports Committee was founded. And so we've been really working together hand in hand. Me and our vice president share a lot of the same goals and missions and everything. And so not only really see it as a way to provide more accessible competition for our players, more established community for all graduate students who have a kin for esports and gaming, but as well as even the career development side, in a sense that really working with our academic department and colleges at Bradley to really explore this new industry that's really booming and to provide students that support. So that's what I see kind of like the program hopefully kind of ending up being, and that's what I want to see it.
That was Tim Shelley's discussion with Griffin Kemp, a member of Bradley University's Student Esports Committee, about how the program is growing and adapting during the COVID-19 pandemic. For more from this interview, go to wcbu.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.